The proposed order would require Chemours to reduce facility-wide air emissions of Gen X compounds by at least 97% by the end of August and a 99% reduction by the end of next year. In addition, it would force the company to conduct retesting of private drinking wells on a quarterly, semi-annual, or annual basis, depending on the level of Gen X compounds initially detected. Chemours would also have to provide permanent alternative water supplies or treatment systems to households impacted by groundwater contamination and conduct toxicity studies relating to human health and aquatic life impacts from chemicals at the facility. Lastly, the order would require Chemours to coordinate with downstream public water utilities when there is the possibility of a discharge of Gen X compounds into the Cape Fear River above the current state health goal of 140 parts per trillion. Upon conclusion of the public comment period this week, DEQ will see whether changes to the proposed order are needed and, if so, submit a revised order to the court. DEQ intends to ask the court at that time to issue the order. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.